This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
It's a thought by Keith Miller and Bruce Larson in their book, Edge of Adventure. Listen to what they say about the neighborhood bar. The neighborhood bar or pub is possibly the best counterfeit there is to the fellowship Christ wants to give his church. It's an imitation dispensing liquor instead of grace, escape rather than reality, but it is a permissive, accepting, and inclusive fellowship. The neighborhood bar is unshockable. I love that phrase. The neighborhood bar is unshockable. You can tell people secrets and they usually don't tell others or even want to. The bar flourishes not because people are alcoholics, but because God has put into the human heart the desire to know and to be known, to love and to be loved, and so many people seek a counterfeit at the price of a few beers. With all our hearts, they say, we believe that Christ wants his church to be unshockable. A fellowship where people can come in and say, I'm sunk, I'm beat, I've had it, I'm done with life. I don't know if I'm going to make it another day. Alcoholics Anonymous has this quality. Our churches too often miss it. I'm going to talk about being a part of a church fellowship in a way I've never talked about before. And how that there's something dynamic that happens, get this, just by you sitting there today with other people around you has a way of ministering to you, and your presence has a way of ministering to other people. Get this, just because you're here. It's in the book of Hebrews, the 10th chapter, as we're simply preaching through this book in the New Testament. Chapter 10, verse 22. Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith. We don't use terminology like that in everyday conversation, drawing near to God. But may I tell you a word that we use in language all the time? It's the word approach. When you want to draw near to someone, what does it mean? You approach somebody. When you want to talk to somebody you've never met before, the first thing you do, I think, is you approach them. And people need to be approachable. Honest to goodness truth, the first time I met Annie was in a college classroom, a large classroom, about 200 people, one of those sloping classrooms where the stage is at the bottom and there's 200 seats that go up in an amphitheater kind of thing. There was one seat available. I came in late, and Annie was a junior. I was a lowly freshman. I was nothing in her mind. You know how juniors and seniors are about freshmen in college. And so I just went up to her, and the seat was open. I said, do you mind if I sit here? She said, it's a free country. I was approaching her, but she was saying, I'm not approachable. That's what it said to me. The second day, it was a four classes a week in this particular class. The next day I went, the seat was open next to her. I said, are you saving this for anyone? She said, I don't save seats. I just go to college. I was approaching her. She really did. I'm not making that up. And she was unapproachable. The third day I went back, and I had noticed the first 2 days that she left about 15 minutes early each day. She just got up and left. And I said, do you mind telling me why you left early yesterday and the day before? She said, I have to work in downtown Cincinnati, and I have permission from the professor to leave early to go to the bottom of the hill on the campus to catch the city bus down to downtown Cincinnati. And I said, I've got a car. I can take you. And she said, the bus is fine. Thank you. I approached her, but pray for me. It's been rough for all these years. It's been tough. I was approaching her, but she was not approachable. We draw near to God means you approach him. How do you do it? Let me tell you, you approached him a few minutes ago when you took a cup of grape juice and you took a piece of bread. And Rick quoted that scripture from 1 Corinthians, how we took it together. That's approaching God.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.